of the 2.9 million registered voters in New York City, fewer than a million people are expected to head to the polls today to vote in the New York City primary election. And the New York Public Interest Research Group, NYPIRG, says even with that low number, the election will be a major undertaking for the city. Neil Rosenstein is NYPIRG Government Reform Coordinator, and he joins us now to talk about what's happening today in politics. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Sirius.
So, you know, your group has been out early this morning at the polls and taking calls from voters on your voter helpline. What are you hearing and seeing?
This is certainly a lot slower than a presidential election. As you pointed out, there are about 3.5 million eligible voters. The number is expected less than a million. That's still a lot of voters, but we haven't been getting a tremendous amount of calls yet. That's a good sign. It may mean that there's not a lot of problems out there.
Well, what are the kinds of issues NYPIRG will be on the lookout for today?
Well, the first thing is a lot of voters just need to understand that this is a party primary, that they're only going to be able to vote if they're a registered Democrat or Republican. So you have a lot of confusion of folks that want to vote in citywide elections. They may not have registered in a party. The Working Families Party also has a couple of small local city council primaries. But we're also expecting some problems with the return of lever machines. And we've already gotten a number of calls or a few calls this morning of problems at poll sites with those machines.
Well, what kinds of problems are you seeing with the old machines?
Well, there was one site at 311 East 24th Street where a voter called in. It was early in the morning. It was after probably 6:15 or so, and the machines just weren't working. The levers weren't working. Now, that could be a problem with the machines. That could also be a problem with poll workers not knowing how to use these machines. Over 40% of the poll inspectors who are going to be at sites today have never had any experience or seen these lever machines before.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because we haven't used these machines now for 4 years. Does the city have the infrastructure to handle any problems that they foresee on an election day? I mean, you're saying that a lot of the staff at the polling sites don't have experience with them. What about the workers who go to fix the machines or replace the machines?
Well, a lot of those mechanics have been around for a while, and we're hoping they remember how to fix those machines, as we'll see as the day goes on. It's a big issue. Listen, a lot of people are nostalgic for these machines. I love the feeling of pulling that lever and hearing the gears grind, but they have a lot of problems. In a typical year, there are literally hundreds of trouble calls with these lever machines that we've had in the past. That's just one of the reasons that they were replaced. They're less accessible. Fewer people vote on them. There's more undervotes because sometimes a ballot is a little confusing, more confusing than an optical scan, and they don't have an audit trail. So we think it was a bad decision to go back to these lever machines, but we're stuck with them. And voters should know if they do have problems, they have a couple of rights and they have a couple of options and alternatives.
And just a reminder, the city went back to those lever machines because they were afraid they weren't going to be able to turn around the newer optical scanning machines quickly enough if there was a runoff called for. What should voters do if they're having problems today?
Well, one thing, they can call our helpline at 212-822-0282. We'll log in complaints about things about voting machines, make sure they get right to the Board of Elections to make sure they get fixed, but we'll also tell voters about some of their rights. If their machine is broken, their right to vote on a paper emergency ballot, their right, if they haven't signed in already, to perhaps come back later in the day when the machine is fixed. And if they've really had a problem with a machine, we'll explain the process of going a court order, of getting a court order to allow them to go back to their poll site and take another try at it.
Okay. Neil Rosenstein is the Government Reform Coordinator for NYPIRG. He joined us this morning to talk about potential voting issues. Thanks so much, Neil.
Thank you.
And stay with WNYC. We'll have live election night coverage tonight beginning at 8. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.